questions.
How would it feel to have Darrell Revis standing behind you, Darrell McCoy? You want to start with questions?
You would ask me that.
Are you following this from afar?
I'm not following it. I'm just worried about who we got. And, I think we have a lot of great players here already. So that's what I'm focusing on. I trust the guys upstairs, and whatever decisions they make is what they make. But right now, all I can focus on is who is here and, the brotherhood we have to build. They bring some more people in, and they do. The draft is coming up. We're going to bring some people in, then, bring them right in and keep it rolling. But all I'm really worried about is who is here now.
You had a pretty good brotherhood with Michael Bennett and Roy Miller. Mm-hmm. What about losing those guys? How can that affect this line? You guys try to get better.
Well, those guys are great players, but it's the NFL. It's a business. Things had to happen, and they had to move on. But I think we have a great unit of guys now, and somebody has to pick up the pieces. The guys they brought in, I think, are great. To fill those slots, so. And I wish those guys all the best.
But they didn't bring in a lot of guys, so they're counting a lot on AC and Daquan. Just, can you talk about those two guys? They're very young, and they haven't proven a lot maybe, but what do you see in terms of upside from those guys in the future they may have?
Let me be smart with my words. People always like to say nobody's proven anything. We're not really worried about them proving anything. We know what they can do. And when those guys get going, it's hard to stop them. You see Claiborne, when he was healthy, he was green as it gets, and he had 7.5 sacks as a rookie. There have been guys with better numbers, but for a rookie season, for a guy who's just green, that's great. Bowers came in mid-season and had 5 sacks and actually had 2 taken from him. So he could have had 7 from mid-season, So for people to say they really haven't proven themselves, that's an opinion in my, to me. But I think those guys are great, and I'm excited.
Talk about your motivation. You're a Pro Bowler now. What's your motivation?
No, I'm not. It's 2013. I haven't done anything.
Okay. Well,
that's my motivation. I'm not a Pro Bowler. That was last year I was. This year I haven't done anything. We day 2 in our workouts, and right now I'm just a guy.
What can you do to be better?
Get on the film. I have to be in tip-top shape going into the season. My leadership ability has to go up because, I have enough years under my belt to where now this – I can say that this is my defense, and like I said, my leadership ability has to go up, and I just have to improve on the things I didn't do well last year.
How was the Pro Bowl experience? Did you learn anything while you were there about how to be a better player from anybody that you were around during that experience?
Yeah, just the overall experience, man. Seeing guys who've been there multiple times and how they approach the week. We don't really practice. We have walkthroughs, but if you look at the intensity in some of the guys' eyes, like if you watch a Drew Brees during practice or Adrian Peterson during practice, you have a lot of guys who joke around, but the guys who are consistently in the Pro Bowl and consistently at the top of this league, if you watch them down there when it was walkthrough or any style of anything of football, their focus, they were just locked in. It was on a different level. And I was able to take that from those guys.
You talked about leadership a minute ago. Last year, Coach Shanahan came in and he had to really set his tone, And he's kind of suggested maybe some of that role this year can be taken by, veterans like yourself and some of the leaders on this team. Mm-hmm. Is that the case, do you think? And secondly, do you think he's kind of suggested that he'll back off on some of the discipline type things? And, now that this tone has been set, have you noticed any of that? So, 2-part question.
Coach is a smart guy. He's a great coach, and I think he makes a lot of great decisions. even if he didn't say it, just from a player standpoint, we knew that he had to set the tone last year. Well, the tone has been set. Now when the new guys came in, he didn't even go about it the same way because he doesn't feel he has to go through everything point for point for point because you have guys who's been here. And he's depending on his leaders to step up and make sure all those things get done. And from a player standpoint, that's how we like it. That's how we want it. And honestly, if you want to make it to where we want to be, it has to be that way. You can't wait for a coach to say, okay, leaders, I need you to do this. It just has to happen. And, you know, as far as what we've been doing the past 2 days, we work here. That's what we do. And that's – Coach Shiano demands that. And the past 2 days, I guarantee you that we've been working. So,
Gerald, speaking of leaders, I mean, how much do you think this team missed Davin last year just as a leader, as a player? You've been through injuries. I mean, you have to have that.
Yeah. There will be times where – you know, we'd be in practice and we'd say, man, if Davin was here, you know, we'd be in the locker room. That wouldn't happen if Davin was here, you know. And he's just his presence alone, you know, off the field. You see him always with this huge smile. But, you know, it's just his presence is enough for us. You know, when he's on the field, he's the biggest competitor we have. And he doesn't take no for an answer. He doesn't like losing. And, you know, he's one of my hardest working guys, and his leadership ability is second to none.
You know, there's the general perception out there is that this offense, the way it played last year, the flash of the chip, is kind of a playoff ready. This offense can be make a playoff team. That's not necessarily the perception of the defense. Is that a challenge for you guys? I mean, the defense has to catch up with the offense? Or?
We have to move as a unit, as one. I don't think there's any catching up necessary. When we go out on that field, we don't go out there as the Bucs D and the Bucs O. We go out there as the Buccaneers. So regardless of what happens, we have to move as one unit and one beat. And whatever we have to do to make sure that happens come game day, then we'll get it done. And right now, it's just starting with everybody putting in the work in these offseason workouts.
Huge improvement with the run defense last year. Where do you see the areas that need to be addressed in terms of, you know, advancing the defense, though?
Well, obviously, I'm going to say the pass. I mean, you know, you can't be first here and last here. It just that doesn't mix. So we definitely have to improve in every facet of our pass and defense. But just because we were number one in the league, we still didn't reach our personal goal. For yardage per play, and we can build on that. So just being a better defense overall instead of just focusing on one area, I think we're looking to build off everything.
Does the defensive line take a little responsibility for the pass rush? I mean, obviously getting pressure on the quarterback is key to helping out your secondary. Is that something that you guys look at and say
yes,
that we've got to be better at to help the back
yes
end?
Yeah. And you know, we focus on our unit. You know, there's little small units in a big unit, and the big unit is the defense. But our small unit is the D-line. And, you know, we put all the pressure on our backs. And even when we were working out there today and yesterday, you know, one thing we were saying and one thing I was forcing and pushing is telling guys, this defense doesn't move unless we move. If we don't hold up those guys or get the penetration or make the cutoff, then these linebackers can't run free, you know, because then they have to take on guys and then it opens up gaps. If we don't get to the quarterback and pressure them, then, you know, we're not helping our DBs or our guys can't get to the drops, you know. So defense and offense, a team in general, doesn't move unless both sides of the ball line moves.
You played with Gary Gibson for the first time last year. Mm-hmm. He got, you know, quite a bit of playing time back in Troy. What were your thoughts on his game, and what do you see from him this year?
Oh, I love Gibby. Gibby, we called him White Lightning because Gibby was our best movement guy. You know, he had we would stunt Gibby. He mean when they brought him in, we were all still trying to pick up how they kind of wanted us to move, and he just was like, okay, cool. You know, we could use that. And he's a strong guy. He's quicker than people think. And he's smart. He knows the game. And, you know, I'm excited to get a, you know, for to see what he can do this year, you know, with more playing time.
How close do you think this team is, Gerald, to making some noise?
I don't think we're far off. Six out of our nine losses were 7 points or less, you know. But that's this league. That's why it's called the game of inches. And, you know, but that little thing can be whether you make the playoffs or not. That little thing can be whether you win the Super Bowl or not. But we're making sure right now, these first 2 days, and then when we come back in Thursday, we're making sure that that little thing is getting smaller and smaller and smaller until it's not there. And then we are where we want to be, which is in Jersey.
Is it too simple to say that you guys are a lot further ahead, like today versus this time last year? The coach was talking yesterday about when you got here, back in the building this time last year, you watched the film of the Giants and the Dolphins and Rutgers and, you know, other schemes trying to implement it here. You're not doing that now. I mean, how much of a difference does that make?
Who told you that?
Coach did.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Smart guy.
That's a pretty good source, right?
Yeah. Well, we may.
You know the schemes now. You know what the expectations are.
Yeah, but we may not be watching those tapes, but we erased our memory because a lot of things have changed, and we erased everything we knew from last year. It's like he asked me, he said, "You're a Pro Bowler now." No, I'm not. It's a completely different year. Guys were what they were last year. We were what we were last year. We went through what we went through last year at the beginning, not doing that now.
But you set a foundation in terms of the schemes and
we started from square
coaches
one.
Coaches want and all that, though. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. We started from square one, all the way back over.
You got a new defense?
I don't know.
How different is this offseason for you, though, given that you've got that full season, full year behind you, you're not worrying about rehabbing anymore?
My first 3 months of offseason, I didn't have to rehab. I just go straight to working out, and that helps. And I could focus on a lot more things. Me and my good buddy who played here, be putting on a yellow jacket soon. We had a few conversations. So I could focus on a lot more football and building off who I already was conditioning-wise than have to start at zero and work my way back up.
You guys win that last game against the Atlanta Falcons. Your secondary was depleted. You're winning with Leonard Johnson and Anthony Gator and Danny Gore out there. You held the Falcons passing game in check and were able to win that game. What lessons can you guys learn from how you played scheme-wise, because you changed things up in that last game, than what you were doing against the Giants in terms of coverage and all that? How many lessons can you learn from that game heading into 2013?
Well, there were a lot of holes early, and there are holes meaning blown coverages, guys still trying to get the hang of things, and just not being where they were supposed to be. The pressure up front was inconsistent in some of those games. You know, there'd be flashes during the game. We'd be like, man, these guys are unstoppable. And it's like, okay, now what? And I think at the end, all that came together. We were pressuring Matt Ryan, and, you know, guys knew where they were supposed to be. And they just played within the scheme, and it worked out. And that's what Coach was trying to tell us all year. Just keep doing it, keep doing it. We're not going to change what we're doing. Just keep doing it, keep doing it till we get it. And it all came together that last game.
Thanks, Charles. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jared.
Messed up the question, man.
Have a good day, fellas.
Tell Coach he was wrong. He made a mistake.